Hello, my name is Greg Boer, and I'm a product owner for the Team Foundation Server work item tracking feature. In this video, I'm going to show you the new work item tagging feature in TFS. Let's get started. To demonstrate the tagging feature, I'm going to go ahead and open up a work item query that I've created to track my bugs. You'll see here that I have several bugs, but I want to classify them through some sort of lightweight tagging system. The first thing I want to point out is we now have a column here that you can add to your query results called tags. It's a column like any other column. You can choose to show it or not show it. You can choose where you want to put it in the order. So it's a column like any other column. And what it does is it shows you the tags that have been associated with the work item. The other thing I want to show you is on the work item form, a tag control now appears at the top of every work item form. What this helps me understand is that for this particular work item, I have these two tags associated with it. I can also delete the tags that are associated with it and save it. I can choose to add other tags to this work item. And creating a brand new tag is as simple as just spelling it out. So by doing this, I've not only created a new tag, but I've also associated it with my work item at the exact same time. The third thing I'd like to show you is this filtering feature. So if I turn off my bottom panel here, and I can see here I have all my work items in this query, and there's a few tags, and I want to sort of filter on these on the tags that I have created. You'll see this new filter button that appears. If I click on it, now what I'm seeing are all the tags that are associated with any work items in the query that I've selected, and also the number of times a work item is associated with this tag. So if I look at this and I have the customer tag, if I want to filter down to just this tag, I simply click on it, and my results has been filtered down to only those items that have the tag customer associated with the work item. Now I have remaining tags, which says of those customer filtered work items, I have two that are critical. I can go ahead and click on those, and I further filter my list down. And then, of course, I can even filter down even farther than that. At any point, I can remove a filter to expand it, open up the whole thing, or close down the filter pane altogether, providing me the ability to take any query and filter down to whichever kinds of work items I might be looking at. This tagging feature is available on every single query that you would create, so you have this ability to do this on every single query and every work item. We've also added this feature to our backlogs. Here, when you view the backlogs, you'll see the same tags column that is available. You can, of course, choose to show it where you want to show it on your backlog. Opening up a work item allows you to set additional tags if you wish. So you can say that I have certain user stories that are customer reported user stories and also ones meeting a certain usability goal that you might have. And the same filtering functionality is available here as well. Here I can go ahead and check out which one of my user stories are the result of customer requests. Or if I want, I can see which ones are addressing the usability problem that I may have. And of course, I can filter all the way down. That was a quick overview on the new tagging feature. We hope you enjoy the simple power of this new feature.